95.8, it's Taringa's Breeze, Dido here with me, Jolene and Max here with you this Wednesday morning. It's 18 away from 7. A couple more cruise ships in port today, one coming through, or it'll be here right now. One just arrived at 6.30.
Probably tying up.
Tying on up, getting everyone sorted. They leave about 1 o'clock this afternoon, and then 4:15, there'll be another one that's popping in for an overnight stay. So a good time to go down to like Pilot Bay, go check it all out, bit of dinner on the beach.
Yeah, nice to see one coming in the afternoon, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, if you've overindulged a bit, maybe you're starting to think, maybe you need to cut back on the drinking, maybe cut it out. We've got friend of the show, health expert Heidi Jennings, this morning to give us some advice on that.
You know, we sort of, a lot of us are in this sort of mindset that a glass of beer or wine in the evening to unwind is okay, but really it's not a good idea. You know, alcohol is a toxin, and we hear things like, you know, resveratrol in the red wine is good for you. Well, actually, it's probably just better to go to the source and eat the grapes. The alcohol is a toxin, and you know, it's one of those things that if you're going to have alcohol, just be really careful with how much you're drinking. And we always say to our clients, you know, just leave it for the weekend and go alcohol free during the week.
Yeah, well, safe to say, I mean, over the summer, right? Like at the moment, that there'll be definitely probably a little bit more than usual of that going on at the moment too. So that's very good to know.
So what's an alternative? Because I know sometimes for people, it's just, you know, they want to have a drink like that because they think it cools them down or it, you know, quenches their thirst or whatever. What's a healthy, simple thing that you can do as a substitute, do you think?
Yeah, that's a really good point, Jolene. I think a lot of that desire for alcohol is actually chronic dehydration because people aren't drinking enough water. So you really need to be drinking about 2 to 2.5 litres a day. That's going to offset the body's need for hydration. But if you're someone who, you know, wants to give the alcohol a bit of a break, you can always go for an alcohol-free version. There's some good beers and wines now where the alcohol has actually been removed. But even better is something like a sparkling water with a little slice of lemon in or something like that. So then you're still getting that feeling like you're having a drink, but you're going for a much healthier option.
Good stuff in there.
Love it.
Very good.
Yeah.
So, definitely take some things away from that for sure if that's where you are thinking for the start of this year.
Yeah, and actually, you know, if you've found a real go-to non-alcoholic drink that you're loving, let us know. We could share it with everyone else this morning.
Absolutely.
Just give us a call, 0800 958 958.
Always good to stock the recipes up, isn't it? Right, some soul food on the way. We'll get some Steve Perry, though, straight after this too.
You looking forward?